This is Omar Musni with UN News. As a matriarchal society, Karen women are the cultivators and owners of rotation farming, the main source of income for this group of indigenous people in northern Thailand. Meanwhile, men do the heavy lifting, like cutting trees and building huts on each plot of land. However, as more people are moving to cities, fewer hands are left for farming, weakening traditional practices, according to Prasert Trakansupakon, a Sagal Karen who flew halfway around the world to speak at the 2018 UN commemoration of Indigenous Peoples Day. With so many on the move, this year's theme, focusing on Indigenous migration, struck a chord, not only with his clan, but also the other Karen clans living in Thailand, known as the Plong Karen, Kaya, and Pa'ol. Mr. Prasert described some of the traditional Karen practices to Liz Gafidi.
The Karen people is a group who have their own culture and they have knowledge that settled along Thailand and Burma. A majority of the Karen people stay in Burma, around 6 to 10 million. But in Thailand, we are almost 1 million.
So why are they called the long neck people?
Long neck people, they belong to the Kaya group, and they call themselves Padong.
So they are not the Karen people?
They are one of the clans of Karen people. Linked to Thailand, we have four groups. The Jigor Karen, or Paginyo, we call ourselves Paginyo. That means human. The second group is Plong Karen. Third group is the Kaya or Karini. The subgroup is a Padong or the long neck. And the fourth group is a Pao. But there are bigger numbers in Burma side.
Were you born in Thailand?
Yeah, I was born in Thailand.
And your parents were born in Thailand?
Yeah, my parents.
Okay, so you've been there for generations.
Yeah, generations. At least 400 years, only settled in our area.
What is your main occupation?
The current people based on what we call the rotational of agriculture, with a traditional way. The people call shifting cultivation.
Shifting cultivation. And this is what you do for a living?
Yeah, yes.
So would you call that farming?
Yeah, it is the main occupation of the Karen people, long hundred years ago.
You don't use modern farm methods?
We are traditional based.
And what is that?
Start with the philosophy that we believe that forests have owners. Before we do the farming, we need to ask for the spirit. And we do the ritual and the signs for the identify that we can do that area. So we start do the farming there.
So you start with a forest and then you have a ritual before you start to farm.
Yeah. And the process of cultivation, we have a technical conservation terms.
And what does that mean?
We're looking for the place that allowed by the spirit. Also, we're looking for the signs. And when we do the farming, we cut a little bit higher trees to keep the trunk for regenerate.
Regenerating?
Yeah, it come back in a few months. We call the rotated farming land is a diverse of species of seeds and plants. These keep going through the practice process. The area that we're farming, it is not forest land. We call it fallow land. After we do the farming, we let them regenerate. And when they come out about 6 or 7 years, we come back at that plot and do the farming again. That is natural, what we call regenerate. And the nutrients and the soils come back again, and we have a good product.
So what do you farm?
The main product, it is rice. And we also have seasoning products for diverse vegetables. In one period of time, we collect some kinds of product. Another season, we collect another product. It's go to the cycle of year. So we have the food the whole year through this system.
What about the women? Do they farm as well?
Yeah, the women is the owner of the cultivation. They are very important role in this process. They collect the seeds and make decision to plant, take care of the farming.
So what do the men do?
The men do some of the heavy work, like cut trees, the fence, and also build a hut for the farming, because we need to have one hut for one plot. You need to raise or you need to cook in the hut.
So the women go out and they plow the soil?
No, we cut the trees, let it dry, after that burn it.
You burn it?
Yeah, yeah. It's come with the nutrients, all kinds of that. And immediately after burn, the women come to the field and start planting some of the seeds.
Yeah. And who harvests the crops?
The family, both men and women, especially young people also.
It sounds like if you have a bigger family, mm-hmm. you have a little bit of an advantage because mm-hmm. you have more hands.
Yeah, yeah. The time of my parents, they need laborers. So where we have many brother and sister, in the family bigger, we have a good product because we can do more work.
Yeah. And what about education? Are the children required to attend school?
Yeah, almost 40 years we start have school. Before that, we don't have school. It is a transfer knowledge to the traditional way of the ritual process or the celebrations to the parents, also to the elders. But now children go to school.
Yeah. Is it a special school for the Karen people or it's high school?
That's a good question, because we're facing about the problem of school. The government provide the school for us, but the teacher only Thai. And also the teacher come from outside, they are Thai people, so they don't know our language, our culture, and our knowledge. So for this process, many of our young people start migrate to the city, and very small group come back. So we try to set up our own curriculum parallel with the mainstream education curriculum. That means that traditional knowledge, our knowledge, our culture, at the same time, the Thai and the scientific knowledge together.
Those boys that were caught in the cave and they had the big rescue, how did you feel about it?
All the people cheer. And the Shide also, they have some of the Buddhist process that helped them a lot to control that feeling and fight.
Are the Karen people also Buddhists?
We have traditional belief, like ancestor belief. We are matrilineal. The mother side is the big power. And we have our great-grandmom, we call Mukhakle, great-mom of a Payan tree. That's why the Karen people are very close with nature and trees. They take care of very well. Where we birth, we need to come to our great-mom, Mukhakle. And the great-mom makes inside our head here, how long you will stay. Where you die, you need to come back and report yourself. This is a process of cycle life, no? To our mother, Mukhakle. Yeah.